Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So it's the new year, and some people might feel a little bit tired from the holidays and, poor sleep schedule. But and everybody experiences fatigue from time to time. But really what I want to talk about today is something called chronic fatigue syndrome. And chronic fatigue syndrome, or CFS, is really different. It's a complex condition. It's characterized by profound feelings of tiredness that actually don't improve regardless of rest. And it can last for, at least 6 months. So sometimes the fatigue is so severe that it gets in the way of daily activities at home, and it makes it very difficult to have a day-to-day life. And researchers suggest that there's about 2.5 million case statistics where Americans that are affected by chronic fatigue syndrome. And it's most common in women between the ages of 40 to 50. So currently there's no underlying medical cause, which we've seen, but the theories include the causes could be as a result of psychological stress, viral infection, and even inflammation. So, of course, the main symptom that we see, of course, is fatigue, but it's not moderate. It's severe enough to interfere with daily life. And there's some additional physical symptoms that we sometimes see, including muscle pain, enlarged or swollen lymph nodes, headaches, insomnia, night sweats, poor concentration, and even changes in blood pressure, for example, when people are sitting or standing up. People who suffer from CFS also tend to experience alterations in the level of mood. So, for example, irritability, panic attacks, anxiety, and depression. So when we think of some of the causes, some of the influencing factors, it could be age, for example. Like I said, a lot of most of the people are in their 40s and 50s. Sex, for example. So women are actually 2 to 4 times more likely to experience chronic fatigue. There might be a suggestion that even there's a genetic component. We do see it, for example, in people with in members of the same family. Stress does play a role. For example, extreme or emotional or physical stress, for example, even after surgery, can be a trigger. The immune system is something that can have a role to play, as well as gut and nutritional imbalances. And there's a growing body of research suggesting that, for example, celiac disease and food sensitivities or even allergies can be an underlying root cause for chronic fatigue syndrome. So next week, I'm actually going to talk about some naturopathic treatments that we do for chronic fatigue. But in the meantime, if people have some questions, they wanted to give me a call, my phone number is 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Well, I've met people who say that they feel fatigued and their doctor doesn't listen to them. So if you're one of those people, chronic fatigue syndrome can be dealt with naturally, and we'll talk about that next week. But Dr. Betty Rosendahl is willing to listen and get to the root of the problem and help you. She'll offer you a complimentary consultation by phone or in person. One call gets you started. 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to hearing how you treat chronic fatigue next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.